Welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. This is Jeremy, and it's been almost 2 months since we put out a new episode. The fancy word for that is hiatus. We took a hiatus, and we were waiting until we could line up our schedule with my guest host for this week. This is his first podcast, I think, ever, but he's going to do an amazing job. His name is Will. Can you say hey to everybody, Will?
Hey.
Will, some people call you Will. Some people also call you William. Is that right?
Right.
Does anybody ever call you Willie?
They have before.
What do you think about Willie as a name? Do you like that?
I really don't.
Okay. Oh, well, I'm never going to call you Willie then, I promise.
Thank you.
Yeah. Will is my friend, and he is a student at Brookside Christian Academy. Will, what grade are you in?
Third
grade, and so that makes you 16 years old?
Nine
years old. Okay, I was close. 16, 9. So Will's going to be our guest host all week this week. We're recording this to be released on Monday. I don't know when you're listening to it, but we'll call it Monday either way. So Will is going to help me. This is going to be a long intro because we're going to back up and we're going to review all of the truths that we have been learning. We're going to start all the way with number one. I'm going to ask the question. Will's going to give the answer. Because he's a genius, this will be easy for him. Like eating cake or sopping up gravy or something fun and easy like that. Okay, Will, are you ready?
Ready.
It's a test. Who made you?
God made me.
Good job. What else did God make?
God made everything.
Why did God make you?
To glorify him and enjoy him forever.
Man, how can you glorify God?
By loving him and obeying him.
How many gods are there?
There's only one God.
And how many persons does God exist?
Three. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Good job, man. What is God?
God is a spirit.
Where is God?
God is everywhere.
Did God have a beginning?
God is eternal. He has always been and will always be.
Good job. What does God know?
God knows everything.
What can God do?
God can do whatever he chooses to do.
What is the Bible?
God's holy word.
Who wrote the Bible?
Holy men who were led by the Holy Spirit.
Can we trust the Bible?
Yes, God's word is true and permanent.
Who were the first people God created?
Adam and Eve.
What unique thing did God give Adam and Eve?
He gave them souls that will live forever.
Do you have a soul?
Yes, I have a soul that will live forever.
God made Adam and Eve holy and happy. Did they stay that way?
No, they sinned against God.
What is sin?
Sin is disobeying God.
What happened when Adam and Eve sinned?
They became sinful and miserable.
What do we inherit from Adam?
A sinful nature.
What does every sin deserve?
Punishment from God that lasts forever.
All right, man, you nailed it. 22 questions. You got everyone right. That's a 100. Your teachers are going to be super ecstatic about it. I'll tell Miss Betsy, make sure that's reflected in your report card. Are report cards still a thing? Do kids get report cards? Nice.
They are.
Okay. They are. Okay. Well, we have a brand new truth to teach this week. And Will, I'm not going to ask you to answer this one because it's brand new. You might not even know the answer. But here's the question. Are you a sinner? And we know the Bible teaches that everybody's a sinner. So here's the answer. Yes, I have disobeyed God. We're going to talk some more about that after this joke of the day.
Hey, you want to hear my duck call?
You know it.
Come here, duck. That's a really slapper right there.
Wake up, kid. This is Jeremy, and it's time to talk about the fact that you are a sinner. You have disobeyed God, and because of that, the Bible's clear that you deserve a punishment from God that should last forever. Now, we're going to be talking about this all week, and it's not a fun topic to talk about, but it's important that everyone understands that we are all sinners. If we don't understand that, then we don't understand that we need a Savior. If we don't understand that we need a Savior, we'll never turn away from our sin and put our trust in a Savior. And even as children of God, it's important that we remember that we're not perfect. We still mess up, and we still need to make things right with God when we do. So, first thing we want to look at, of course, is God's Word, and we want to understand what Romans 3:23 teaches. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The word all there means all. Every human who has ever been born ever will be born has sinned and come short of the glory of God. When we say all, that includes me, and that includes you, that includes every other person who ever lived except for Jesus himself. Yes, you're a sinner. We all are. But thankfully, God loves us so much. He sent his son to take the punishment we deserve so that if we turn away from our sin, we can trust him as our savior and be adopted into his family and rescued from our sin. Hope you have a great rest of your day. We'll see you back tomorrow.